Well, when I heard about this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is wonderful in a way. I mean, this lab where 3,000, I believe, is the number of more than that, beagles were confiscated, closed down the lab, stopped the quote-unquote experimenting. However, now what happens to 3,000 beagles? Well, the Anderson Animal Shelter is going to get about 100 of these, I believe. Dean Daubert is the chief operations officer. Dean is an old friend. Hi, Dean. How are you?
Great, Steve. Thanks for having us on.
So how was it determined that you, not you personally, but the shelter, would receive about 100 of these beagles? They're going all over the country. Hopefully they will all be rehomed. Why this shelter? How did that come about?
So the HSUS sent out a plea to multiple shelters across the country saying, hey, we have 4,000 beagles that are going to need new homes because of the in-vivo shutdown. You know, as you had said, to lead in, that they were using these breeding these animals for medical experimentation, and the Department of Justice cited them for violations of the Animal Welfare Act. They just were in some pretty bad conditions and shut them down. So they partnered with the HSUS and said, hey, who can help? And then, you know, we partnered with our leadership team and we said, you know, gosh, we'd like to do something with these guys. Can we take, you know, 10 or 15 of them or whatever? And we said, you know what? There's going to be so much public support for this when the word gets out that we're confident we can find fosters for most of these beagles. Let's take 100. Let's go big. Let's take 100. And I got to tell you, the support has been tremendous. I have fosters lined up right now for 60 of them. I still have 40 more that we need to find fosters for. But, you know, the way the applications are coming in, I'm confident by the middle of the week or so, we will have all 100 into foster. And, you know, there's pretty specific needs that these guys may have. So being bred, you know, they may not be the best socialized to people. They may not have even had good experiences with the people that they've met. So they're going to need to go into, you know, pretty specific and patient and loving homes.
Do you have any idea what's coming to you? Except the number, you know, it's about 100, but are they dogs that have socialization issues? These dogs were not kept in the best of care. I mean, that's the reason why the place was shut down in the first place. Although part of that is also this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture this happened simultaneously. From here on out, I mean, they were allowed to, like, slap the wrist. Sounded just like that, of puppy mills, of any facility that was inspected, such as a laboratory by the USDA. And now they're not allowed to offer what were called teachable moments. That's not allowed anymore, which is wonderful. What good are these teachable moments if they come back? Well, it's good for them because they pay a soft fine, if anything, typically nothing, except do better next time. And then they're told again, do better next time. So now the government, the USDA, doesn't have that option, which is a good thing, except that what do you do? So the good news is this lab will not be able to do what this lab was doing ever, ever again. The bad news is you've got all these animals that need homes. So what are the needs? Do you have any clue, the medical needs or the behavioral needs for these dogs? Yeah.
I know from talking with shelters that are a little bit closer and have pulled animals from the facility that, you know, a lot of them, they're beagles, so beagles have great temperaments, thank goodness, in general, but they're unsocialized to things like TV. You know, the sound of a TV might scare them. They don't know how to walk on a leash, but they're very, you know, amicable to be being picked up and placed in a secure area to use the potty. They do need to be potty trained, most of them. They won't be potty trained in the house. And we put together resources because we recognize that folks are going to need some special help in making sure that these dogs get the life they deserve, really, for the rest of their life, right? And we put those together on our website, ahconnects.org, talking about everything about adult potty training all the way down to, you know, how to get them used to walking on a leash.
You know, I want to give people an opportunity to grab a pen. I think pens still exist, and a paper, or go to your keyboard to type information not only about your website, but also how you might be able to foster these dogs, if you're interested. Also, to come and see them once they are in, or how that's going to work. But before I do any of that, tell me a little about the Anderson Animal Shelter. I said shelter, but it's really several facilities all in one, correct?
Yeah, so we have several adoption centers. We have an adoption center in Bloomingdale and North Aurora, as well as our main site in South Elgin. And we have cats and a couple of the Petcos in the area. And we'll adopt about 4,500 animals this year, dogs, cats, guinea pigs, you know, you name it, we're gonna adopt those out this year. So it's a pretty large, you know, adoption facility. We also work with wildlife in the King County area, as we merged with Fox Valley Wildlife a couple years ago. Little bit separate facility, but still on the same property. And they care for injured and orphaned wildlife. And they'll care for about 3,000 of those animals this year. So in addition to that, we've really focused on having good community programs to try to keep pets in homes and assist veterans and seniors to take care of their pet needs. So all those resources can be found at our website, ahconnects.org.
ahconnect.org. So if you're thinking, oh boy, I'd like to foster one of these dogs, well, what's the next step?
Yep, go to our website and click on the link that says foster, or click on the beagles that are right on our front page of our website. It's going to take you to our foster application, our link. We're going to send you a little questionnaire about, you know, whether the help us determine whether the beagle is the right fit for your home. We're very open with our adoption. We're very open with our foster policies, but we know that these guys are going to need a little bit more help. And I would tell you, you know, the beagles are sexy coming in, right? Because it's they got a great story. But another way that they can help is to adopt or foster one of the animals that we already have in our shelter, because that creates a space to be able to help. So we have some animals that dogs and cats, dogs that might be great to go into foster and might be a little easier than the beagles. And you would be helping make room for those medical testing beagles.
But, you know, again, you don't know what you're getting. So, yeah, that might be easier than some, not easier than others, right? And the age range here is what, do you know?
I've been told we'll get a mix of juveniles and adults, possibly some puppies and possibly some pregnant moms. I think the reality is, moving 4,000 animals out of a facility to, you know, multiple rescues, some that'll take 10, some that'll take 30, some that'll take 100 like us, is a daunting challenge. And I think they're taking it day by day and seeing what's available that day and moving them out. And I think they're doing the absolute best they can and have done a great job coordinating this. But I won't get the list of the animals that we are going to take until we show up at the facility to pull them.
And how are the beagles coming to you, in a FedEx package? How does that work?
We have three transport vehicles that we have loaded up and make sure the air conditioning's working, and we will be heading to Virginia to pick those guys up.
And when are they coming?
They will be here hopefully early this week. So we are prohibited from saying the date that we will pick them up, but hopefully early this week.
Why are you prohibited?
Yep, it's weird, but the federal marshals are concerned with safety of the rescue groups coming to pick up, and have asked that we don't say until we can tell you when we're on our way back is when we can announce that the beagles are coming.
And I'm sure that'll be all over your social media, right?
The second we leave the facility.
I'm sure. But we know early this week, so I think that's enough of a hint. Website one more time, Dean.
ahconnects.org. And if I might just plug one more thing,
yeah.
September 25th, we have our Petsapalooza coming up. It's going to in Kane County, Cougar Stadium. That's going to have all sorts of great things for pet owners or people interested in pets. We'll have adoptions. We'll have seminars. We'll have the Canine All-Stars there. So it's going to be a great event if anybody's interested in coming out September 25th.
Oh, can you do me a favor and apologize to the owner of the Kane County Cougars, Dr. Bob? You see, I had the honor of throwing out the first pitch, and I did that for the White Sox, and it went fine. That was about 15 years ago. I guess I threw better then. I even threw a strike. I don't know how fast it was, but it was 45, 50 miles an hour, which isn't, I mean, that's faster than people think. This time, I might have thrown 40 miles an hour or 50 right into the dirt. So, Dr. Bob, once again, I apologize to everyone who's a Kane County Cougar fan. But this event sounds great. Dean Daubert of Anderson Animal Shelter, thank you so much for everything you do. And good luck with the Beagles. I bet you will find homes, and we will even follow up on all this.
Thank you so much, Steve. Really appreciate you helping us spread the word, and we'll keep you posted when we're on our way back.